Well, hello there, and welcome to Poor Quality. Now, I know what you're thinking. Matt, hosting 2 weeks in a row? What? Isn't that selfish? Isn't that gluttonous podcasting? Now, don't worry. I'm not the host this week. I've just taken over the intro section because I am the captain. I am the captain now. You'll understand that later. No, Trent just actually totally forgot and didn't record an intro for this episode, so you got me. Go ahead and enjoy our professional podcast. Let's see what we're drinking. Episode 26.
My golden. Oh yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's Star Wars Day today. I'm wearing a Star Wars shirt.
May the Quattro be with you.
I don't think that's what people usually say. Colin's still muted.
Yeah, cool. I've been talking for like a couple seconds there, but I'm just muted.
Boy.
It's a real good audio.
It'll
there.
Be a mystery.
It's. I was trying to say May the 26th be with you.
Actually,
this is a cool one because this is means we've been doing this for half a year.
Yeah.
Does it?
52 weeks in a year. My math's right. That's divided by two. It's 26.
I know everybody's freaking out because apparently you can backspace on a calculator. So.
What?
I tried to show Em and she had no interest in that.
Yeah, I don't know why that had to be a thing that existed today, but it most certainly was. Anyways, Facebook garbage aside, welcome to episode 26. I am your host, Trent Safford, and I've gathered the boys here this Thursday evening. We're on an off night.
Oh, yeah.
To accommodate for Colin, who's basically Ryan Gosling from The Notebook right now.
He is so hot.
He's building a house in the wilderness, I think.
I like both those answers.
And very hot.
Very hot. Yes.
And he loves rain.
He loves rain and yelling
and
romantic yelling.
Yelling a lot.
Yep. Yes.
This may be the best time to admit that I've never seen the movie, so I'm just...
I have another, but I own a copy of it because we thought it would be a cool thing to put in our dorm room so that girls who came over would think we were cool.
Did they?
What girls that came over to our dorm room ever?
That was going to be my question.
Yeah. That one.
It was there for like a night when you knew that you were going to need it. You're like, you know what? I kind of need to watch The Notebook. Just me.
It was a good insight.
I just need to have this experience.
It was never even like in the movie rack. It was always like by the TV to imply that he had watched it.
With like
recently.
The DVD sitting on top of the case.
Yeah.
Which is a pet peeve of mine, by the way.
Guys, guys, can I just, this is a little PG-13.
Okay.
And I'd like to bring it down. And we're gonna kick it way back tonight. So I want you boys to tell me what a Saturday morning cartoon your beer reminds you of.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I like this. A little hashtag TBT in the middle of the podcast here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So I will start here. I have to figure this out, though. I am drinking the Stone Delicious IPA. It is a citrusy India pale ale with lemon drop and El Dorado hops. It's 7.7%, which is a pretty hefty beer.
Strong IPA.
It is
a strong beer there.
Mm-hmm.
Does it live up to its name? Is it truly delicious?
It truly is delicious. And it's got kind of a spooky guy face on it. And it's very enjoyable. And it's kind of strong. But the spooky mask reminds me of old Scooby-Doo.
Ooh.
That's good.
So,
Ruh-roh.
And the wheat.
Yeah, and all the wheat from all the time that they were harvesting in Scooby-Doo. When they were in the off-season when they were just farmers.
There was that one TV movie.
Yeah, where they went to
like
Kansas and they're like, well, no spooks here.
Better farm.
But
just better corn. Farm. Just corn and wheat.
Gotta make ends meet. Zach.
No.
Matt.
What's up?
What are you drinking?
JK.
Happy to be here. Tonight, I'm Matt.
Tomorrow.
Also tonight, I am drinking a donut. I would just take a...
Oh.
What?
That is a donut.
Where did you get that
donut? I
did
expect it to be like a donut-flavored beer, but then you completely...
I do also see what is a container of Parmesan behind you.
I was going to ask. I was going to... It was going to bother me all night just to see Matt's Parmesan.
There is. I'm a closet Italian. I've been munching on some spaghetti in bed.
Sure, right.
And you know, we all know and that. Trent knows that when it comes to Parmesan,
yeah,
I bring the whole thing with me wherever I go. Because I'm not going to stand there at the bar and shake a few onto my biscotti.
Yeah.
I'm going to shake a few on every bite.
Right.
Because, you know, spaghetti is the perfect bed food. Very clean.
Speaking of spaghetti, I also really like to reuse jars as glasses. So if you were to just see my desk right now, the beer that I'm drinking, which is in a glass, quote-unquote, is in a Classico four-cheese pasta sauce.
The label's still on it. Well, it comes off.
Well,
like the first time you wash it, it comes off.
It's funny. I'm washing it out with beer.
Still got a little cheese taste to it.
It's the same sauce that I used on the spaghetti that I ate in bed. So it's all coming full circle. Speaking of full circle, this beer that I'm drinking is called a Songbird, which naturally reminds me of Alien. Zach?
I'm ready. And... very upset that you're drinking out of a pasta glass that you didn't wash.
it's so gross looking.
Visually that's disturbing.
That's something I would do, and I'm telling you right now that I wouldn't do it.
My favorite thought is that somebody would come over and like see this on your desk with like still beer in there and go, what happened to that pasta sauce? Why does it look like
or
that?
Or somebody would think that Matt was just chugging pasta sauce.
Which is not that I'm not that far out with how much I love pasta.
That's not pasta sauce. That's just melted butter and a lot of it.
Oh, it's gluten free though, which is weird with my beer being in there.
Yep, that's the weird part. Anyways, my name's Zach. And tonight I'm drinking Elefunk from Odell Brewing Company. It is an Imperial Wild IPA, which is pretty wild.
Whoa.
Donut.
I saw this one in the store, and I'm a sucker for marketing. It's got a really, really, really cool design, and I really like Imperial IPAs and wild beer, so I was like, heck yes, I'll buy that very expensive beer, because I'll drink it for the podcast, and it'll be cool. Anyways.
Now, wait, hold on, Zach.
Hit me.
Like, I need you, like, very shortly and not a lot of detailed beer terms to describe me what makes an Imperial IPA different than a regular, because I have no idea.
Thank you.
I actually didn't get where it was going at first. I was like, why is he just making noises?
First off, because Mike isn't here. Second off, because it was a great joke.
It was a pretty... yeah. At first, I was like, ugh. But then I was like, oh, no, that's pretty good. If it was any other day of the year, though, it wouldn't have been nearly as
good. No, I know. It only worked because there were two.
Yeah.
Because of the two.
It's May the Quattro be with you.
Yeah.
The name of the song I was singing was Imperial March, if you guys didn't get that.
Yeah, that which one's that from? Superman?
Superman, the movie.
I love that one.
Basically, an Imperial IPA is just an IPA that has more malt and more hops. It's usually a higher ABV and a higher bitterness IBU.
Okay, thanks.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just an IPA on steroids, basically.
Yeah, that was like a legitimate question. I have no idea, like, when people just put Imperial in front of things sometimes, and I get very lost.
Yeah, there's the like vernacular in the beer industry can sometimes be overwhelming, and that's even for me. And I've been working in it for 3 years now, so
you have to use hops from the Queen's Garden for an Imperial IPA.
Mm-hmm. there's a cartoon your beer probably reminds you of, Zach.
I'm so sorry. I was trying to think. I was trying to think of a Star Wars pun to go with. to make a joke that could bring Chris into the conversation, but I'll just say that my beer reminds me of Rocket Power because it's very, very good and super tropical and like beachy, but it's also wild and funky, and I feel like Rocket Power is the perfect cartoon for it.
I love it.
Colin, what are you drinking?
Hi, I'm Colin. I am drinking it's a beer from Yellowhammer Brewing. It's again a brewery kind of close to me. I had I think Black Lager, their Midnight Express or something like that, one of the past weeks on the podcast. It's called T Minus. It's a tangerine Kolsch. What's cool about it is, so I live in Huntsville, and Huntsville's where the Space and Rocket Center is. We had a big part in sending a man to the moon when that happened. But parts of the profits of all these beers go to the U.S. Space and Rocket Center, like science education. So that's cool.
That's cool.
The label is orange, and it has like, you can kind of see it right there. It's got like their logo on it. Yeah. And it's like this orange ball with like white stuff inside of it. So it reminds me of Dragon Ball Z.
Oh,
nice.
I used to watch a lot of Dragon Ball Z. Kind of fell off of it when it started getting just ridiculous and just like over the top, like anime.
There's a lot of Dragon Ball Z out there.
I don't know anything about it at all.
Nothing? Can you name me one character?
Roku.
I think it's Roku. He lives in my television.
Roku.
He says, "How may I help you?" And I say, "No dragons here, just Netflix again."
So there's that, and then I think
there's that.
There's Amazon that. Fire Stick and
the Fire Nation. That's that one.
The Fire Nation. Yeah,
they attacked first.
The Fire Nation attacked first.
The James Cameron. Yeah, that's Dragon Ball.
And then Roku had the Megazord.
Megazord, and he bought.
Yep. He attacked.
And but they were fighting over the unobtainium.
Yes.
And adamantium deposits.
While Ned was taking notes in high school.
In Pandora Radio.
Pandora Radio.
I love this. What? This is a great... Let's TM this movie real quick.
I love that it's just you two going back and forth.
I'm trying to leave. I'm looking for the exit ramp.
Let me give you the exit. Chris, what are you drinking?
Hey there, folks. Just a quick note from the editor. Half of Chris's audio... as I mentioned, got busted, so we're just gonna skip ahead a little bit. Okay, here we go. Penny?
And that's the crew tonight. That's who's here for the podcast, and I've asked these boys to recall these memories of a time long ago, because I kind of want to talk about playground games, because... We're great friends, but none of us went to elementary school together. So I want to know what you guys did to pass time, or parks that you like to hang out as when you were a hooligan. The shenanigans that you got up to if you played sports games or Yu-Gi-Oh! I would just love to know what your scene was for that sweet, sweet 45 minutes or whatever of freedom.
Yu-Gi-Oh was just coming out.
I don't know. I have no concept of time. How long was recess? 30?
I don't know.
Probably.
I guess 45 minutes seems probably depends. Right.
Probably 30.
Enough to like wear you out.
And it's different because some of us are from different climates where things might have been different.
Sometimes you couldn't go outside.
I was about to say, did you have recess when it was like super cold in Wisconsin?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it had to hit like -10, I think was the rule.
It would have to hit -10, I think that's including wind chill, though. So it could be like 0 with a wind chill of -10.
Right. Not a big deal, but not enough a to big keep deal us inside. For us.
No. Totally fine for little kids to run around.
We did that in preschool. We had a playground out in preschool, and it was, you know, when it snowed, they'd still take us out. Because we're Wisconsin babies, and we're all hairy.
So, speaking of the cold and recesses, if you will allow me to start as your host to get things kicked off and let you guys think a little bit longer.
Uh-huh.
A cold weather. Oh, Zach's having a little sidebar here.
My wife brought me a cupcake. It's a piñata cupcake.
Oh, Lita.
From Cinco de Mayo.
That's a that's almost a year old, Zach. That's gross.
Please come watch Guardians and bring a box of those.
Just an FYI, I was supposed to see Guardians tonight.
It's a podcast night.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about that last night when I said tonight was good. And so I was like, yeah, that'll be good. And then Emerald's like, well, what about Guardians? And I was like, oh no. And she's like, well, I have dinner with my friends at 6:30 or something like that. She's like, so why don't we just wait to go to on the weekend? I was like, yeah, okay, I'll refund the tickets. No big deal.
We'll all be fine.
But it worked out.
Anyways.
There are nerds on this cupcake. Holy cow.
There are nerds in this podcast.
There are nerds all around us.
I was like, what is this?
Five of them.
They're in this I cannot watch you drink from that glass. Anyway, when I was a young lad and it would be snowy. I can't remember what the official name of it.
It's filled with nerds.
Oh my. I think we've established this.
Talking about the podcast.
I think he is.
I just broke it open and nerds came out of it.
Why would you break open it? It's not an egg. That's what I Eat mean. It like a regular person.
It's got nerds inside it.
I just got a squish.
Okay. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Anyways, I'm sorry.
Okay. Trent, you're having a love affair over there.
Trent, tell us about your recess story. Sorry.
Oh my goodness. So when it was cold and it was snowy, I don't know if this is the exact term of it, but I believe it was called Shark Tag.
Okay.
Which is basically a hide and go seek collaborative tag where one person's, you know, it, everybody goes highs, and then as you find people, they join you in finding the rest of the people.
Yeah, okay.
And
we called it hide and go seek tag.
Yeah, well, I think
so by the end though, it's 50 kids trying to find one kid.
One kid. Yeah. And I had a knack for being that one kid. At least that's what I thought growing up. But now that I'm older, I'm wondering if people just forgot now that I'm a little bit more. But here's the deal. I was very good at hiding.
From a young age, Trent was good at avoiding people.
from avoiding people. I would build these snow forts in the corner over where the school building started again. So I could just
how would nobody notice these?
Because I built it up. There's so much snow. I grew up in Minnesota. There's so much snow.
There's
you can just
so
build things in 15 minutes and have a pretty decently built fort. And I would just hide and I would just lay still next to the school building for 30 minutes in winter. And that was my fun. I don't get it.
That was my fun.
I don't get why I did that.
Can you imagine? I do that at work. At lunch, I go up.
I was going to go take a snow nap.
I hide and I lay down for 30 minutes. That's what I do at lunch.
I guess that doesn't make sense now that you put it that way.
I like the other idea that everybody around you at this recess is running and playing and tagging and laughing. Meanwhile, you're sitting in your snow fort. They're never going to find you.
Yeah, just laughing to yourself.
Like baby Rambo. Just got my traps.
Look at those idiots.
So.
You have snow spikes.
Yeah.
Set up.
Yeah, I'm ready for these. Bring it on. You drew first blood.
Icicles.
Did you guys ever have on the pavement? So at my school, at my elementary school, we had a big pavement on the back, and they would always have to snow plow it. And so we had these huge piles of snow, which you'll remember, Trent, are my swear mountains.
Yeah.
Are what I called them.
Swear mountains.
There's a soapbox, and then there's the wash your mouth out with soapbox.
And do you guys remember, or whoever had snow, which I think is four of the five of us. So, Colin, you can just kind of sit out here.
Definitely not me.
Can't even imagine.
Do you guys remember like the giant boulders of snow and ice that would like break off and you would just like roll around?
Yeah, I think that's how I got a hernia. No joke.
Yeah, no, I think that's how we all got hernias back then. But
I had surgery.
That was, I don't, I just remember that being like so cool and so fun. And I don't remember, I don't know why.
I'm a human dung beetle. Woo!
See, like the main difference here is while you guys had snow at school because you would go to school when it was like 2 to 3 inches of snow. Meanwhile, in Alabama, if there was a threat of a quarter inch of snow or even like a light dusting, the whole city would shut down. Still does, but so I never got these recess snow day experiences like you guys did.
So what did you have?
Well, yeah, so like,
well, you play with, like,
I guess it's probably just
played with heat waves.
No, I'm gonna say tumbleweeds. I was gonna say,
we played summer tag, just threw heat at each other. We were the Fire Nation.
Oh, you attacked first.
No, I mean, like, I guess it was pretty just kind of standard games. You know, we'd play tag and hide and go seek, and there was when I was in, I guess it was like second, third grade kind of stuff. There was this large wall, couple maybe like 100 yards removed from like the main playground, and somebody was always responsible for like bringing the tennis ball outside, and we'd play you know, like wall ball. Yes. Or like handball. And stuff like that. So that was really fun until you got hit with a tennis ball, like, and you thought it was the most painful thing in the world. But like, if you got hit by a fully thrown tennis ball by like a 2-year-old or like a second grader, now you'd probably just a 2-year-old.
how advanced were you?
I was still in diapers. I couldn't walk, but I was learning.
Fifth grade.
Had spelling tests and stuff. No, so like a lot of like games like that. We played a lot of kickball.
Oh yeah.
We had like a pavilion near like our little kickball court, so it was always really good if you could kick the ball onto the roof of the pavilion, because then it would take so long to get down, and you could run all the bases and win. But at home, we had like at my house when I was growing up, we had a swing set, or like a small like jungle gym, I guess. It, you know, it had two swings, a slide, a fireman's pole, and maybe like something else. So like on, you know, weekends or days home from school, I'd go out there and I would swing, or you know, do whatever when friends would come over. And there was one day where my brother, who's 2 years older than me, at the time I must have been 8, 9, somewhere around in there, and so he would be 10 or 11. And we figured out, like, so we had like the stereotypical playground that had like the you know, triangle top, but so we had that, and we figured out that there was this like little bar above where you were supposed to like do the fireman's slide or the fireman's pole from. So if there was like an opening for the fireman's pole, there was a little perch above it that you could stand on and go an extra 2 feet. And so we would always do that, and it always felt like you were going like that much faster. But one day I was just on that little perch. I was about to go down, and all of a sudden I fell, and I landed directly on my collarbone.
Oh.
And I actually ended up breaking my collarbone. But what I found out was that I didn't fall. My brother was behind me, and being like 10 or 11 years old, he goes, "I wonder what would happen if I pushed him." And so my brother just pushes me off this swing set. I land directly on my collarbone and break it. And so I'm sitting there like, I think I got the wind knocked out of me. I'm gasping for breath, like dying, I think. And then my brother grabs me by the shirt. And I can't cry because I don't have any air. Mm-hmm. And so he's just going, shh, shh, and dragging me under the slide.
Oh, that's just the scariest thing I've ever heard in my life.
He can't see me from the house. And so Mason's going, shh. Drags Colin, the slide, and
I am terrified I've met your brother.
And then goes inside and leaves me. So I'm just laying under there, gasping for air with a broken collarbone. And my brother's like, "Wasn't me."
How many stories do you have where people think that you've died?
Yeah, no kidding.
Or have purposefully tried to kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, purposely tried to kill me? I don't know, but accidentally almost killed myself. Couple. Couple of those.
That would be a good podcast topic.
How many times have you accidentally died?
Twice.
No, so, and then another time, this is like a separate story, but another time I was swinging and, you know, I was doing what every kid thinks they can do. I was going to swing high enough to go over the back of the swing set.
And back in time, right?
Yes, exactly. You would just teleport to wherever location you wanted to be. So that was my idea. And I was pumping real hard and I was, oh man, I'll tell you what, I was close. I was real close. But I was not holding on to the swing so well. And I flipped out of the back of the swing and landed face first on the ground and just like got one of the worst bloody noses I've ever had in my entire life. And like nobody was home at my house. So I'm just sitting there with this face full of dirt, bloody nose, just dead.
What people don't know is that before this incident, Colin was uglier than you've ever seen. He smacks his face on the ground so right and so good.
So good.
And now he's like a reverse Owen Wilson.
Now he's a handsome boy. Yeah.
I think that the swinging around, or like all the way around the pole thing, did that come from the show, like the cartoon Recess?
Yeah. I mean,
which is a really cool tie-in.
Yeah. I love Recess. It is the best.
Yeah, but everybody always thought they could do it,
but they couldn't because you don't learn about physics until later is the problem.
Right.
The problem is
you were going to say something, Matt.
What is that?
That's my cat.
Who's killing your cat?
I didn't realize you guys could hear it. I'm sorry.
So, Chris, what do you do on the East Coast when it's freezing and wet all the time? What does a recess look like for you when you're growing up?
Yeah, it was like a hurricane, like a thing for you that you had to like not have recess for?
Like every day?
No.
Oh.
Ever?
I mean, there was maybe like one or two. Oh. But that was very rare.
No sea creature invasions or anything?
No, there's not really any hurricanes where we are.
I don't know anything about the East Coast, like, at all.
I had a guy call from Manchester.
I bet if we listened to Chris talk about it, we could learn something.
When it was cold out, we had indoor recess. Because it was cold and there was ice. When it wasn't cold, we had a parking lot to play in.
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, the parking lot had
it was a good parking lot. Well paved.
It was well paved.
Clearly marked.
But we would either play like touch football or basketball or off the wall ball, whatever you call it. Or there were some four squares painted on the pavement. So usually those things.
Which one of those things was your favorite?
Usually, I would play Foursquare or football or off the wall.
The wood chips mean nothing to you.
Do you understand the term wood chip?
I do. They were at the parks, which we did not have for our school.
Mm.
So there was nothing in this parking lot other than cars. It was just pavement and cars.
No, I mean, it wasn't used for cars. It was empty. It was.
There wasn't a bunch of kids running around cars.
I was like picturing
the cars
like,
were there, but that was for play.
The kids were driving the cars.
The kids were driving. It's a fun.
Yeah.
Exercise.
I'd like to ask how many dents these cars got from the footballs and the wall balls.
No. There weren't cars in there usually. But I don't know. I guess whenever I think back to playing in the schoolyard, I just remember playing football and every single recess, someone would inevitably fall and scrape their knees because it's just pavement and we're, I don't know, rough, I guess.
On the East Coast, they play rough.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I still to this day don't even know all the rules to football. I would just kind of let them keep the score, and I would just run and catch the ball and whatever.
Just carry.
But yeah. I just always remember being proud of myself because every time I fell and scraped my knees, I wouldn't cry and like the other kids would, and I was like, heck yeah,
nice,
I'm cool. Even though I wasn't.
He learned how to bury his emotions early.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very Irish of you.
Bury him right in the concrete.
You cried during Doctor Who, though, right?
What?
You cried during Doctor Who, though, right?
He's not made of stone. I haven't watched
it in a while. Which part?
Like, when you originally watched, I don't know, like Rose?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you cry. You know how to cry.
One tear at a time.
One tear at a time.
Exactly.
I mean, like, retroactively, does it sound weird when, like, we're all like, oh, we had playgrounds and grass and wood chips? You're like, I had a parking lot.
I mean, a little. I was a little jealous of the other schools that had more than just, like, a paved lot. But, like, it was, I don't know, it was fun.
This isn't the first time he's hearing about a playground.
Right.
What are these it's things true. You guys had?
There was a preschool attached that had a playground, but we couldn't
Should've
go
broke
in.
Should have broke in.
Should have broke in. Heisted the playground.
Definitely should have.
Listen, Mr.
Planned your attack.
Then you could have piled the cars around it.
What did they know?
What'd you say about a slide?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't want to talk about it.
Do you have a story about a slide?
No, not particularly.
Oh.
But
this is a cool podcast.
They make you think. You sit down, you go, woo.
You go,
it's
what?
It's done.
You go,
woo. I was very into climbing on that? The outside. I was very into climbing on the outside of slides. I don't know how much of you guys
That did, is all I did as well.
But to me, inside, boring. The tops were.
And hot.
Boring and hot. And,
and sticky.
Kind of gross. Like, and
yes.
Did you ever have that thing where you're all like every square inch of your skin stuck to whatever part of the slide that it was, and then you just like slowly were screeching down the slide?
Yep,
that's
yep,
the worst.
Yep. And like somebody drew their first ever pair of boobs somewhere in there, you know, like it's just
that is not a mutual experience.
That is a very direct experience.
Hey, Norwalk was a little,
progressive.
I grew up in Minneapolis.
Oh yeah, you did. We didn't go to. Never mind.
No, I didn't. See, that's what I was saying. We're all from different locations. Well, that's so terrible. Weird.
Although we're from like different locations, I just feel like kind of recess is recess. Like, no matter where you were, you played ball, kickball, four square slides, you know, tag. I mean,
I didn't play any of those things.
We actually didn't play wall ball because the elementary school I went to was only one floor.
Hmm. That'd be a problem then. Yeah.
The whole building was 10 feet tall. And I mean, we weren't that tall at the time, but there wasn't enough room to play wall ball, really.
So you played window ball?
We played window ball. We just threw it through the windows.
Nice.
Well, if you're going to throw balls through windows, you're going to break a lot of windows and they're going to cost some money. Only way we're going to get more money is if we go stock the beer fridge.
That's right. Pick, wait, it's the Collins episode now. Mutiny.
What? Colin, I do not want to have this talk in front of everybody, but if we have to do it now, it's fine. We will now head to the beer fridge, but all right, Colin Ellison here, okay? I need to have a chat with you, okay? When I am hosting, and it's been a while since I've hosted, I don't know if you recall this, but it
I've already gone to the beer fridge.
Yeah, they can talk about it while we stock the beer fridge.
I didn't mean to step on toes.
Oh, Zach's got it now.
Trent, I'm sorry.
Let's go to the teacher's lounge and see if they've got beer in the beer fridge.
Oh, Kyle, Trent is the captain now.
I'm taking back control.
This is Jack Sparrow, the podcast.
Chris, do you want to take a bit at the captain?
Yeah, do you want to try out a joke, or do you have that thing you're going to say earlier?
What thing?
Okay, he doesn't even recall.
Good one, Chris. Let's go stock the beer fridge. Well, hello there, folks, and welcome to the middle of the podcast, the stocking of the beer fridge, the portion of the show where we talk about our lovely sponsors. Now, this week is sponsored by this joke. What do you get when you cross a hen house with a lighthouse? Bacon and eggs.
We've left our beers in the teacher's lounge, but Zach said that he had a different experience, And I would love to know that. I know a lot about you, but I don't know anything about this topic.
So. I was trying to think about it. I don't remember what I did for like my later years in recess, but I know that I spent most of my younger years in recess like playing tag with like cute girls.
Yeah, you did.
So
looks over the shoulder for his wife.
Over that shoulder is a bottle of Parmesan.
Well,
people have different mistresses.
Yeah. Different lovers in the night.
Parmesan is just Matt's mistress.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't play any fun games or anything like that. I think I did different stuff every recess, but I do have one fun recess story, if I might tell that.
Would you please?
We, in fourth grade, we did like a mock trial kind of thing. And the teacher gave me the, like, the role of the criminal or whatever, the person who was being persecuted.
Defendant.
Yes, that's the one.
You the apparently criminal. Paid a lot
you
of
did
attention.
Not learn from this experience.
You're guilty until proven innocent. Or, nope, wait.
Well, okay, so Colin, we should review due process real quick.
Let's talk about the legal justice system. Welcome to our crime podcast.
The crime cast.
Are you done?
Are you done?
I'm going to start drinking more beer.
It's a crime what you're doing to my story.
Oh.
Anyways. I had to try and convince the jury that I was innocent. Long story short, the persecutor was
the prosecutor.
The attorney general was very.
The attorney general was there? That's not what he does.
No, it was a high profile case. Anyways, I lost. It was close though. But anyways, they made me. It was like a ship. Marine time, like marine law case or whatever.
Marine what? Time. Hold on a second.
International waters.
Maritime.
Marine time. You said that as if it was an era.
I don't believe that time. They held a fair trial before walking
it was
the plane.
2,100 hours.
Yeah, it was. I had to walk. No, Trent said it perfectly. They made me walk the plane. Which, in the middle of winter in Iowa.
We like, find you guilty of the following treasons, but first we gotta give you a fair trial amongst a jury of your peers.
They make you walk the plank, and then you say, well, in the middle of Minnesota, are you actually on a boat on a plank?
No.
He went to boat school.
In the marine time.
You know how Zach went to Naval Academy?
Not a lot of wall ball on a boat.
No.
Yeah, we went through a lot of wall balls on the HMS.
And narwhals.
And narwhals.
We were narwhals.
We were hunting.
Poachers. Yeah. We were hunting narwhals.
That's how you got free tuition.
Yeah, I mean, you had to earn your way.
Sure.
Stowaways were not. They had to walk the plank. After a fair trial, of course.
After a fair trial, sure.
With fourth grade... prosecutors and defendants. Anyways, I had to walk the plank, which in Iowa means that somebody held a sled out on a huge mound of snow, and I had to walk off of it and all of my snow gear into the snow.
Oh, no.
That's my fun Iowa winter recess story.
That's the craziest thing that I've ever heard, honestly.
It was pretty fun.
I like this, like, just teaching kids to be judgmental from such an early age.
No, it was an ethics case where, like, I was the captain of a ship or something like that, and we had hit, or, like, there was a fire or something like that, and so everybody, or, like, I gave the order to abandon ship and then left without making sure everybody else was on. So it was like, am I responsible for the lives that were lost because I didn't, or, like, because I didn't make sure that everybody was off, or am I not responsible, or, and so it was like an ethics case or something. And, it was interesting. And then the walking the plank was just kind of a fun, fun thing.
And you were like, "All right, be innocent." And they said, "You said, I quote, see you later, nerds, as you undocked."
Yar, there's no proof.
Lina. You got to save your own booty if you want to be able to recover your booty. Is booty cool? Can I say booty?
If I'm talking about treasure. Times at least. Yeah, I think so.
Actually, you can only talk about it if you're talking about the butt.
Oh. Well, I do treasure booties, so.
Since Zach said that his other pastime was chasing after the ladies, did you boys have any special lady friends in elementary school? And how serious did it get? I will tell you about my fourth grade girlfriend. Her name was Allie. She's pretty cool still. I have kept in contact via Facebook with her.
Trey, you don't have to brag. It's okay. We believe you.
No.
She was definitely real.
She is real.
Not a fake person at all.
Okay.
Trent, why do you have to keep bringing up how real she is? That's making it...
Getting pretty defensive, Trent.
Suspiciously.
Okay. I have a right to a fair
She trial. Went to a different school, guys. You wouldn't know
she
her.
She went to my school, and one time we held hands and skipped. And I don't remember how it started or how
Trent,
it ended.
That's not appropriate for the podcast.
Okay, well, you know what?
Can you please keep it...
It was a time to be alive.
Chris, I think, had a story that I will probably enjoy much more than Trent's skipping story. We should skip Trent's story.
Ooh.
Well, I had...
Wow, I'm just going to go cry.
I, in kindergarten, had, like... He was my friend and also my nemesis because we had...
Is this the beginning of your memoir?
Yes, we had
and your love story?
The same kindergarten love interest.
Oh, okay.
It was each other. We fought valiantly over who was going to marry this one girl in our kindergarten class.
You apparently didn't win.
Well, I don't know.
Didn't fight hard enough.
I did kiss her on the cheek. There's no way that Chris did.
That meant it was real. And that's the end of my story. What?
Did you win? What happened?
I don't know. I kissed her on the cheek, though.
Oh, whoa. Damn!
You could be president.
Play a play.
In kindergarten? I want to hear more about... So... You kissed her on the cheek. Were you guys ever friends again, or did that end your friendship?
No, we were still friends.
Okay.
Yep.
This story's much more interesting if it's Chris's imaginary friend. Having this internal battle.
True. My internal nemesis.
Chris did really like Wilfred.
Mm-hmm. He did really like Wilfred.
Wait, how does Wilfred relate to this?
It's a show for kids.
Just kidding.
It's a show for kids.
But I did remember that at recess a lot, especially, I think it was closer to like fourth and fifth grade, I would like forfeit recess to stay inside and practice for this like extra choir thing I did.
Oh.
And I think I was a soprano at the time, nice. Which was pretty comical. And then in fifth grade...
Mm-hmm.
During recess, there was knitting club.
Oh.
And it was me and one other guy, and the rest is all girls. We're all girls, but it was a good time, and I learned how to knit.
Can you still knit?
I don't remember.
Chris knew how to play the game.
Yeah, yeah. He was like the dude in the ballerina class. The ballet class.
Sorry, he can do whatever he wants to.
Pretty much. But wait, what's a male ballet dancer called? Isn't it? Is it? Surely not a ballerina.
A ballet dude? A ballet? No, a ballerina.
This is what happens when you don't.
Where's
have,
Mike with the Google?
Yeah, our Google search assistant.
Mike, go ahead and Google that and then email us poorquality@gmail.com and let us know what a male ballet dancer is.
The title for equally ranked males is Ballerino.
Yeah. Ballerino. Did anybody hear me call that?
Who needs Mike?
Oh, okay. Nope, never mind.
I do want to wait to tell my story until Matt's back, though. I've always wanted a medium to tell my brother breaking my collarbone story, so I'm glad I got to.
Yeah, that's legitimately terrifying. I mean, I did talk about the psychological horrors that my siblings performed to me, so...
Well, I think everybody that has, like, a sibling gets punched by the sibling and then has their mouth covered.
No. Yeah. What? I was just... Hannah's internet went out, so I told her to unplug and replug it back in.
Oh, nice.
So, I did UIT boys proud.
Did she file a ticket for it?
Yeah.
No, she didn't, which I told her to next time so that we have a record of it.
Yeah, that helps.
So to email you. Oh, wait, her internet's out.
Yeah. Mm. Submit a support ticket and we'll take a look at it.
We kind of paused after Chris's story since you were gone.
Oh, okay. Cool.
We missed you.
Thanks.
Colin, you said you had something primed up and ready.
Yeah, I guess it was, I mean, is middle school still count?
I mean,
Let's go for it. There is still recess in middle school.
Yeah, I think there
sometimes,
was.
Sometimes, depending on where you went. PE but sort of kind of takes the
It might have been, I guess it might have been late elementary school / early middle school. I was, quote unquote, I guess as much as you can be as a kid, dating a girl, and we quote unquote dated for a year, which I guess is like a long time when you're
that's a really long
that time. Age. But it was like one of those, you know, it was off and on kind of thing. But in the end, her birthday was on December 31st. Her birthday's on like New Year's Eve or something like that, and in my like middle school logic head, I'm super not proud of the story. I broke up with her on her birthday of December 31st because I wanted to be single for the new year.
New Year's resolution.
So that was a bad thing to do.
Who did you kiss at midnight?
Nobody.
Wasn't her.
Definitely not her.
I was broken up with on New Year's Eve as well.
For the same reasons?
Wow. Not by you. I don't know why.
That's weird.
Well, no, I know why, because I was like a super weird kid. Like I still am a super weird kid. But like,
we're all weird.
But like, yeah. That was more in junior high though. So we're getting a little
too PG-13 right now.
A little too PG-13.
A little too real.
She's a burlesque dancer now.
Oh, wow. Nice. That's cool. Zach dated at burlesque.
Now we're definitely.
Zach did burlesque.
Zach did burlesque.
Zach's a ballerino.
Rock on.
Did you have any like elementary school girlfriends though, Matt?
I had a couple of girls that I wanted to date, and then one girl that wanted to date me. I'll tell you, one of the most embarrassing stories of my whole life, which I remember to this day, was this girl named Megan that I had a huge crush on in elementary school. I was walking down the hall behind her, and I was like, all right, I'm a super cool guy. And
that's just what I was thinking in my head as I walked.
And she turns around and exclaims what I thought, being a super cool guy, was my name. And I was like, what's up? And she's like, no, I said dad. And I was like, later. And I never spoke to her again.
Was her dad behind you?
I guess. He must have been.
Or was she just trying to like make some moves on you?
I don't think she called me dad.
How progressive was your middle school?
Not that
where you were like, "What up, girl?" And she was like, "Hey, dad."
Had 17 again just come out?
Matt Hallway Daddy Byers. There it is.
I don't even want to finish that
podcast
joke.
Podcast is over. Matt's done.
Dad, if that's you, I want to know.
Sleep Dungeon Mike and Hallway Daddy Matt.
Gross.
Together, they're unstoppable.
How do you get to the sleep dungeon? Hallway Daddy Matt.
Did you guys ever accidentally call any teacher's mom or dad?
I don't think I did.
Yep, absolutely.
I didn't.
I did it in like high school.
I called him dad, okay. Which was weird.
Hi, Mrs. Dad.
I mean, dad, is that you?
Dad? I don't remember your hair being so long.
Did any of you ever have crushes on any of your teachers?
Yes.
On any of your dads?
On any of your Mrs. Dads?
Oh, I wanted to get out of this romance and say, I want to hear about, as we get ready to close up here, I want to hear about all your guys' best dude growing up. Who is your playground homie? If you had one that sticks out to you, because I don't think it would be anybody here, because we didn't go to elementary school, and surely...
And you all suck.
We all had some sort of friends before we found each other.
I don't know, man.
Tough. I've just been wandering until I found you guys. No, I had, in like middle school and elementary school, nice. I was in Cub Scouts. And so the guys I did Cub Scouts with were also up, like most of them went to my school. And there were two guys that I was like just really good buds with. One of them lived literally a street down from me. So that was really cool. That was like nice. And he had two younger brothers as well. I don't have any younger brothers, but he had younger brothers, so like it was kind of cool, like all hanging out together like that. Another one was like 5 minutes from my house, but yeah, that was like every day after school or on weekends and stuff like that. We would just get together, and this was also like early kind of, you know, Xbox Live days as well. We kind of talked about this, but this was like the guys I would play like all these games with after school and everything like that. So whether it was like Playgrounds or Cub Scouts or like Xbox Live, I just always had the same people with me. So Jack and Nick, if you're listening to this, shout out to you.
I used to hang out with this kid named Andrew all the time, and he really got me into playing guitar, and he's the one who introduced me to Green Day.
Nice.
Which got me on my super edgelord kick for the next like 10 years. And we were also in a couple bands together, so I knew him throughout elementary school and then junior high. And, oh, he's the one I played a lot of Tony Hawk's American Wasteland with.
Nice. Mine would probably be my buddy. I have a couple, but the one that might stick out more is my buddy Josh Bodkin, who his parents were from the UK. And so... like going over to their house, they, you know, had these cool accents and said things different and made like different meals and had
terrible food. And
yeah, I had like shepherd's pie and I was like, gross. I hate this.
Put milk in their water.
Yeah, it's like, I can't add enough ketchup to make this taste good.
What? Hold on. Wait, you just said the milk and water thing and left. Is that a thing?
The tea. They put milk in their tea.
Yeah.
Which is water.
Well, so is coffee.
Oh, your coffee.
Okay. Anyway, one thing that Josh and I and my older sister were big into was playing like spies.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I had a $20 bill, I was at Target buying some of spy gear. Yeah,
spy gear?
I had the laser eye like keyboard thing where you could like walkie talkie. I had that. I had a couple of different kits. Like any time I had 20 bucks, I was at Target. And I was
the
like,
pen with boom, the boom, motion boom. Detector on the end of it.
Motion detector pens, the different
and the,
motion
the
detector
headphones
traps,
and the radar gun thing. Yeah.
Walkie-talkie watch.
Oh, I had that one.
I had all sorts of spy gear, and we would just run around like different like wooded areas by our houses and just go crazy.
But there's a ton of fun. There's a spy store in my town that's still in business. And I'm like, how is this still a thing? Although now they add...
how are you not there all the
like,
time?
All their signs outside are like, catch your cheating husband with these small pin cams. I'm like, oh, never mind.
It's probably not a very good spy store if they advertise that they're a spy store.
That's
they should
true.
Be undercover as a bakery or something.
That defeats.
You've never heard of us? Looks like we're doing a good job. We've heard of you.
That's the right kind of marketing right there.
Guerrilla marketing.
Let them call me up. I'll do their greasy work.
What, because you're greasy?
It's a term.
Well, no, I just get you cheating husband. It's just like, oh, come on. What about like solving the
mystery of the stolen
lunchroom? Yeah, the lunchbox mystery.
Chris, did you have any elementary buddies?
I did. I'm trying to remember what we did, though. I'm still friends with this kid, Alex, who's a super cool guy. I don't know. I just remember like carpooling to basketball practice and stuff and like playing video games because I didn't have a console. And we definitely played like a lot of stuff outside. We had a park down the street and like some of my other friends, Jason and Mac, like we would go play baseball and I don't know, just hang out. It was a good time.
Chris, did you like have Dunkin' Donuts in your cafeterias?
No.
Are you sure? Think back. Are you sure?
From when we got off the plane to when we got back on the plane, Elizabeth came and visited Massachusetts this past weekend, and we counted 37 Dunkin' Donuts that we passed over the course of 4 days. And I'm sure there were more, but those are just the ones we saw. And some of them are literally like across the street from each other or like maybe 100 paces.
Oh, I was just going to say that I've had two very rich cupcakes tonight and I could still go for a donut.
Matt already went for a donut.
Matt, you saying that reminds me of like my high school though. The high school I went to, they had school lunches and everything like that, but they also had like a snack station. But at the snack station, you can tell I went to high school in Alabama because you could buy Chick-fil-A sandwiches from the snack station. And so that line was always much longer than the lunch line.
What?
It was like two. It was like $2 or something like that, just for like just
catered by Chick-fil-A.
You know those healthy school lunches.
Hey, that's cool.
No wonder childhood obesity rates are up. I guess.
Yeah,
I didn't realize Chick-fil-A was around that long, but I guess it was.
How old do you think I am? This is
took forever to come up north.
Yeah, that must have been what it is. I was about to say this was only like 8 years ago.
We still only have one that I can think of, and it's in the mall food court, so it's not even a full Chick-fil-A.
I don't know. I've never seen one in Wisconsin.
They're starting to pop up.
Yeah, there are a couple here in Iowa.
Zach, do I know who you hung out with in elementary school?
Do you remember Shay Huffman?
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty tight with him in elementary school.
Nice.
Yeah, his house was like, so I played soccer like pretty much all the way through growing up. And so like it was really weird because like we had all played together on like a youth team or whatever. And so by the time that we got through like middle school and into high school, like we all knew each other really, really well. But anyways, this dude named Shay Huffman, this dude named Shay had lived on
geolocation.
Like a couple acres and had a pond and video games and his mom made the best chocolate chip cookies. So that was, we just usually hung out at his house and had a propensity for falling into the pond.
Oh, good.
That they had, and it kind of turned into like a running joke where I would just always end up falling into the pond because I'm clumsy.
I've let you carry me.
Like in league?
Yeah.
Well, no.
I carry you every time obviously. Playing league.
Like, where?
Like, in real life, you have picked me up.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything after that?
What does that have to do with pond stories?
You just drop things and fall into things a lot, and it makes me kind of just maybe not trust those feet that I get swept off of.
Those would be your feet, Trent.
Well, my feet, I don't trust those feet either.
Trent, your feet are the feet that you get swept off of.
The feet that do this feet sweeping.
Who's sweeping your feet, Trent?
I don't know, Zach. Stop sweeping my feet. It tickles.
Matt, it's taken me about an hour, but I have now realized that not only do you have Parmesan behind one of your shoulders, the opposite shoulder has a box of Chips Ahoy on your bed.
Chips Ahoy. Oh, it sure does, don't it?
Did you say donuts?
I had a donut. It's been a
You also did have a donut.
It's been very much a comfort food type of week for me. I've had a very bad 2 weeks.
As you can tell, Matt does not live with his fiance.
Not yet.
I just saw that. I was like, that's great, because you just got these like bed cookies.
Got bed cookies. I got bed spaghetti.
I know Matt's taking care of Matt, and that's all I care about right now. I know he's taking care of him.
I had some bed ice cream last night. I'm not anyone to judge.
I also had bed ice cream last night.
That's an acceptable bed food. Spaghetti is not an acceptable bed food.
Well,
if it was, it'd be called bed-sketti.
Bed-sketti. And to be fair, it was mostly meatballs.
Which is much better when you're in bed.
True.
And when you're out of beer?
I'm bottoms up. I don't know about you guys.
Yep.
Well, folks, if you want to get a hold of us, would you please? Poorquality at Gmail, poorquality on Instagram, poor_quality on Twitter. Talk to us. Or if you know us in real life, just message us and let us know you're listening to the show if we know you, because that would be also pretty
please
cool to know.
Please be like Rhonda and send us an email, because Rhonda, Mike's mom, has sent us two emails, and they have been the greatest things we've received.
Yes. I won't spoil the contents of this last one, but it wasn't anything to do with Splenda or Stevia or any sort of zero cal artificial sweeteners, anything like that. What?
Artificial was the word that you had said.
I said I got tripped up on it. I will say once again,
artisanal sweeteners.
Artisanal sweeteners, like stevia. Because that's like, they the got a strawberry in there.
Artificial.
Guys.
Green time. Sweeteners.
This is why I don't like being on phones sometimes, because I'm just...
On the phone today, I said, okay, I've got your prescription right here. And I... completely accidentally.
In that moment, your boss came over and he said, you're fired, leave.
That right here,
I got that
is what
right,
you cannot do.
Right here, I mean here. I actually, that's what I said.
Mean,
here.
Sorry, my brain stopped for a second.
What did the other person say? They say, oh no, it's cool, Huawei Daddy.
What? No.
That's what I asked them to call me. They're like, and what's your name? I say, you can call me Huawei Daddy.
They said, I'll be helping you out with your eyeglasses today.
Matt, you know, Matt's intro is always like, hi, thanks for calling Warby Parker. My name's Matt, but you can call me Hallway Daddy.
You can call me Hallway Daddy. How can I help you today?
Okay. Only you can, and nobody else can.
I don't know how I feel about anything. It's all been a whirlwind. I have been your host, Trent Recess Rambo Safford.
Ooh.
Always getting that first blood.
I've been Chris Ballerino O'Brien.
Heck yeah.
That's a joke Matt doesn't get.
I've been Zach Walk the Plank Schroeder.
All right. I've been Matt. Hello, Warby Parker. My name is Matt. You can call me Hallway Daddy.
You Matt McConaughey'd all over that.
I don't think the messenger nickname feature has enough characters for that.
Yeah, I would hope not.
When they make a movie about Matt's life, I really hope that he's portrayed by Matt McConaughey.
How?
Even though he'll be really
old.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that age doesn't work.
Yeah, you know, he comes off the...
Well, folks, if anything, it certainly
that's
looks...
That's cool, I don't have to sign off or anything. That's what? Fine.
Jeepers.
No, go ahead, go ahead. Close it.
No, Colin, I am a 1,000 times apologetic, but you did steal the beer fridge. So
you steal my sign off. That's fair.
So now you're off the podcast.
So basically, you don't exist anymore to me after that moment. I apologize.
You walked Trent's mind plane.
I'll just delete my recording.
Perfect.
No.
I've been Colin Birthday Breakups Parker.
Oh.
Oh. Oof.
Forgot about that one, huh?
Yeah, wish I did.
Bringing that back too. Rough stuff. Well, folks, it definitely looks like we're bottoms up. We would like to thank Waker for giving us time to crack open our cold ones with their song Gemini from the album This Is Waker. This particular show has been poor quality, but it was my ship. I took it back. I took control.
That feels like a comment on my childhood. And I don't like that.
I'm sorry. I hope you all had great experiences.
My childhood was not poor quality.
I'm sorry.
I mean, your brother tried to murder you.
That's true.
Yeah, Colin. So hop off whatever high horse you're on.
Maybe it was. I don't know.
Hey.
But what else did you expect?
I am the captain.
But what else did you expect? I was saying it, and then
my turn.
So many captains.
There's so many captains. Zach, you're off the plank though. Later. Push you down the sled, down the hill.
I'm still here.
Into the ice pile.
Yes, and
don't impale.
Right here.
Zach,
and
you watch your head.
Right here.